is LA with Kids. Welcome back to LA with Kids, the podcast about what to do and where to go with your kids in Los Angeles. This is podcast number 105 for October 17th, 2012. In this episode, we will highlight some great upcoming events in Los Angeles, share with you information about Underwood Farms, and also point out some of the features of our website. LA with Kids is the site for kid-related activities, schools, camps, and more for Los Angeles families. A special thanks to Mark Leonard for providing the introduction and closing music for LA with Kids. I am Sabrina Weisler, the host of LA with Kids, and I am also a mother of 7-year-old twins named Madison and Logan. My children are one of the key elements of LA with Kids. We find out a lot more about the places we go to simply from their reactions. In addition to LA with Kids, the Teachtopia Education Network produces a number of websites for families in other cities. Our other guides for parents include OahuWithKids.com, BayAreaWithKids.com, PhoenixWithKids.com, NevadaWithKids.com, SDWithKids.com for San Diego, and PalmSpringsWithKids.com. I know as a parent it can be daunting walking into a bookstore or library and trying to find good books that fit your child's interest or reading level. Please check out Children's Book Radio, where you can find grade-level reading lists for your children and even interviews with many well-known authors. If you have missed any of the episodes of this podcast about LA and the surrounding areas, please feel free to download past shows through our website of LAWithKids.com. If you own a local business that provides birthday party entertainment, or if you have any other business or service that caters to LA families, please contact us for advertising opportunities. Go to LAWithKids.com and use our contact page. LA with Kids has a terrific directory with listings for hiking trails, amusement parks, martial arts classes, clothing stores, and more. Each week, thousands of parents go to LA with Kids to see our section on free museum days in Los Angeles, as well as our event calendar. Did you know that you can have the best events straight into your inbox? We focus on family-friendly and affordable events each weekend. Go to LAWithKids.com and join our list right now. Here are a couple of great events that I want to highlight for you. On October 27th, there's an event called Halloween Family Fun at Leona's Adobe in Calabasas. You can listen to live music, make crafts, play games, and decorate and carve pumpkins. The time for this is 1 to 4 p.m. and the cost is $4, but if you come in costume and you're a child, then you get in for free. Also on October 27th is the annual Halloween Storytime at Vroman's Bookstore in Pasadena. The event starts at 10 a.m., and Mr. Steve will be bringing out all of the best monster and ghost stories for their annual Halloween story time. Make your own twisted monsters and black cats. One last event is on October 28th called Family Jam, Tugging at Heartstrings. Experience the classical Iranian tar. This will be held at the Fowler Museum at UCLA. The admission for the museum is free, but parking is $11. The event is from 2 to 4 p.m., and you will get to see a great stringed Persian instrument that has been said to cure headaches, insomnia, and melancholy. After the performance, you can make your own instrument with your family. The focus of this podcast is Underwood Family Farms. Underwood has two locations, and we have thoroughly checked out both. But I will primarily be focusing on the Moore Park location because it has many more activities for families than the Somas location. The address for the Moore Park location is 3370 Sunset Valley Road, and it is near the Tierra Rajada Road exit off of the 23 freeway. The address for the Somas location is at 5696 Los Angeles Avenue, and it can be reached by heading west on East Los Angeles Avenue from the 23 freeway. The hours and entrance fees vary by the day and by the time of year. During the month of October, Underwood celebrates with a harvest festival, and the weekend entrance fee is $12 per person, and kids ages 2 and younger are free. There are also separate fees for many of the activities. The entrance on weekends and all the other months is $6 per person, ages 2 and younger are free. There is no entrance fee at the Somas location. When we have been to the Somas location, we went there to pick blueberries, and this is during primarily the month of June. They also have a small petting zoo area with animals to look at. Underwood is a popular LA area destination because it offers a large amount of land with animals, activities, and a U-Pick farm that is open year-round. Many other locations open for the fall harvest Halloween season, but Underwood is open every day of the year with a playground for kids and many fields with seasonal produce to pick, including lettuce, cucumbers, peas, raspberries, radishes, carrots, strawberries, apricots, cauliflower, celery, pumpkins, and more. Before you go, you can check out their crop calendar to see what produce is available to pick at that time. It is definitely not all about pumpkins. There is a lot to do and see here on any day of the year. However, they do probably have about twice as many activities, all at an additional cost, during October than during the other months of the year. During a typical weekday, you can find dozens of animals to feed, a petting zoo, and haystack pyramids to climb. On the weekends, there are countless more activities, some included in the entrance fee and some not. There are different train rides, a horse-drawn wagon ride that goes out into the fields, pony rides, several types of tricycle rides that look like farm vehicles, a combine slide, tunnels to run through, a bounce house, and an animal show. During the Harvest Festival in October, there are other special activities including pig races, corn cannons, and coconut pitches. What I have observed with my own children in the dozen or more times that we have gone to Underwood since they were about 12 months old is that they love picking their own fruits and vegetables, feeding the animals, and watching the animal show. There are a lot of activities to explore, but be sure to bring sunscreen because it can get very sunny and hot in the fields. It is nice how Underwood offers pull wagons to transport your produce and kids from the field back to the main checkout area. One major drawback to Underwood is their lack of clean indoor bathrooms with flush toilets. Unfortunately, there are only Andy Gumps, and I know plenty of potty training toddlers and wary parents who wish Underwood would build some regular bathrooms. Another aspect of Underwood to consider is hosting a birthday party there. There are several private areas that surround a haystack pyramid toward the back of the property, and there are often four or more parties being held simultaneously on Saturdays and Sundays. The party includes a private wagon ride, a bucket of feed for the kids to use to feed the animals, the party picnic table area, and wristbands for each child that lets them go on pony rides, the bounce house, the trains, and more. The cost is $330 for up to 15 children, and each additional child is $20. Adults and the birthday child are free. I have been to several parties in Underwood, and for the most part, it's a lot of fun. Many families love to come out to Underwood every so often to see a working farm, and if your child likes animals, they will really enjoy the animal show and feeding the pigs, goats, and more. While we do have great weather in Southern California, do keep in mind that it can be very hot out there, so that is one concern I have in terms of booking a birthday party. Another is that it can be a distance for many people unless you happen to live in Moore Park, Simi, or Thousand Oaks. Another concern is that it is $330 for up to 15 children and $20 per child after that, so the cost can add up quickly if you want to provide food for everyone and party favors. This cost is not out of line with other locations, but the additional cost per child is of some concern. When I have been out to Underwood and has not been part of a birthday party, I have seen how expensive it can get. Yes, the entrance fee does include the kids' playground, a wagon ride, and an animal show. But keep in mind that the animal show is the same each time. So if your kids want to try out any of the other activities, the fees quickly add up. Between paying for vegetables that you pick, the kids riding some of the trains and trikes, visiting the petting zoo and riding a pony, and this activity alone is $5, you can easily spend over $50 on a regular weekend and close to twice that during the Harvest Festival weekends. Here at LAWithKids.com, we try to steer you toward value. So I would say that Underwood is not something to run out to every weekend or even every month. That's a wrap for this 105th episode of LA with Kids, and check back soon for another podcast. Please visit LAWithKids.com to get the latest free activities, event calendar, camp guide, and reviews of popular LA destinations. We also have short videos of many of our visits around Los Angeles, including Sky High and my own recent ride on Magic Mountain's Drop of Doom, available on the video page at LAWithKids.com. This is Sabrina Weisler, and from all of us here at LA with Kids, bye for now!